This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Shortly before Election Day in Hamilton County last week, someone made a phone call. They said, news alert.
News alert. This is Donald J. Trump.
No, it's not.
And my friend Esther Helton is being attacked by Lion Jonathan Mason. Don't let Mason and his thugs steal your elections, okay?
This comically bad impersonation of President Donald Trump was posted to the news website Chattanoogan.com. Two candidates were vying for the Tennessee House of Representatives District 30 Republican nomination, Esther Helton and Jonathan Mason. And according to the Chattanoogan.com article, Mason was accusing Helton of being behind these robocalls. Helton denied any involvement. It was a pretty contentious fight between Helton and Mason. You may remember seeing signs around town from Mason's camp accusing Esther Helton of voting for Barack Obama twice, and beside that, signs from Helton saying Esther Helton did not vote for Barack Obama twice. The issue being whether Helton was a real conservative, which she said she was in her campaign mailers, or whether she was a recent convert. Ultimately, Helton narrowly beat Mason, and it was one of the most surprisingly acrimonious races in an otherwise pretty predictable primary season. Many Republicans and Democrats either ran unopposed or faced no serious competition. And I was curious, how does it affect your campaign when you've got a pretty good idea that you're going to win from the start? I spoke to U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischman about that. He's the incumbent for Tennessee District 3, and he easily beat other Republican challengers for the nomination. What is it like campaigning in a primary like this where you're really not facing any serious competition?
I've learned a long time ago to take every opponent, whether it's in a primary or a general election, seriously, because this is my fifth primary win. The last two have been relatively easy, and I'm very thankful for that. But I have had some cycles where we were in for some surprises. We prevailed, but some of our opponents overperformed. So I've learned, just like in sports, never underestimate an opponent.
Fleischman will go on to face Democrat Dr. Danielle Mitchell in the November elections. Jota Tongnapua won the Democratic primary for Tennessee House District 30. He was running unopposed and will go on to face Esther Helton in November. For him, running unopposed meant not having to worry about negative campaigning and taking time to listen to people about their concerns.
I was talking to a sergeant in the Army who served in Desert Storm, and he was telling me that he left the service, went to work at a manufacturing plant, his jobs were shipped to Mexico, and instead of going on public assistance, he ended up starting a nonprofit focused on helping folks with special needs. And he makes too little money to afford premiums as they exist right now, and he makes too much money to qualify for Medicaid today.
In the next few months, as we approach the November elections, we'll be speaking with Republican and Democratic candidates about issues like affordable health care. President Donald Trump has already gotten involved in Tennessee's November elections.
Make America great again.
Not that one. The real Donald Trump, endorsing U.S. Representative Marsha Blackburn as she faces Democrat and former Governor of Tennessee Phil Bredesen for the U.S. Senate seat that's becoming available as Bob Corker retires. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.